Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Sunday, October 10th. Happy Resurrection Day and happy 1 year birthday to the Project 119 Podcast. I was looking back and we started reading these podcasts in October of last year. Now, I have some recordings from the very beginning of October, but I think we got our technology kind of running about this time last year. So just want to thank you and praise the Lord for His sustaining grace for this podcast and for the anecdotal comments that you've made along the way that help me to be encouraged that you are listening to God's Word and just want to celebrate that He is transforming us as we open our hearts to His Word. It reminds me of this verse that we're trying to memorize in several of our growth groups that says, "The grass withers, the flowers fade, but the word of our God remains forever." That's from Isaiah 40 and verse 8. And that is so true. And that is why we want to celebrate God's word. We will be reading today in 1 John chapter 1, so a new book, Psalm 131, and Daniel chapter 11, verses 1 through 19. As always, with a new book, I commend to you the Bible Project videos. And as we begin, I also want to think about some of the themes that we find in the book of 1 John. And I'm looking at a study Bible here, the Life Application Study Bible. Some of the themes will be sin, love, family of God, truth and error, and assurance. And one of the themes that we're going to see in this first chapter is the idea of light and how God is light. Chapter 1. That which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our own eyes, which we have looked at and our hands have touched, this we proclaim concerning the word of life. The life appeared. We have seen it and testify to it, and we proclaim to you the eternal life, which was with the Father and has appeared to us. We proclaim to you what we have seen and heard, so that you also may have fellowship with us. And our fellowship is with the Father and with His Son, Jesus Christ. We write this to make our joy complete. This is the message we have heard from Him and declare to you. God is light. In Him there is no darkness at all. If we claim to have fellowship with Him, yet walk in the darkness, we lie and do not live by the truth. But if we walk in the light, as He is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus, His Son, purifies us from all sin. If we claim to be without sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just, and will forgive us our sins and purify us from all ungodliness. If we claim we have not sinned, we make Him out to be a liar, and His word has no place in our lives. And now let's turn over to the Psalms. Today we are reading Psalm 131, a song of ascents of David. My heart is not proud, O Lord. My eyes are not haughty. I do not concern myself with great matters or things too wonderful for me. But I have stilled and quieted my soul. Like a weaned child with its mother, like a weaned child is my soul within me. O Israel, put your hope in the Lord, both now and forevermore. And now let's move over to the book of Daniel. Today we're in Daniel chapter 11, verses 1 through 19. But if you remember yesterday, we kind of ended on a weird note. So I'm going to go back and read verses 20 and 21. This is when the one who looks like a man that strengthened Daniel speaks. So he said, "Do you know why I have come to you? Soon I will return to fight against the prince of Persia, and when I go, the prince of Greece will come. But first I will tell you what is written in the book of truth." And then in parentheses it says this, "No one supports me against them except Michael, your prince. And in the first year of Darius the Mede, I took my stand to support and protect him." End of parentheses. "Now then, I tell you the truth. Three more kings will appear in Persia, and then a fourth, who will be far richer than all the others. When he has gained power by his wealth, he will stir up everyone against the kingdom of Greece. Then a mighty king will appear, who will rule with great power and do as he pleases. After he has appeared, his empire will be broken up and parceled out toward the four winds of heaven. I will not go to his descendants, nor will it have the power he exercised, because his empire will be uprooted and given to others. The king of the south will become strong, but one of his commanders will become even stronger than he, and will rule his own kingdom with great power. After some years, they will become allies. The daughter of the king of the south will go to the king of the north to make an alliance. But she will not retain her power, and he and his power will not last. In those days, she will be handed over, together with her royal escort and her father, and the one who supported her. One from her family line will arise to take her place. He will attack the forces of the king of the north and enter his fortress. He will fight against them and be victorious. He will also seize their gods, their metal images, and their valuable articles of silver and gold, and carry them off to Egypt. For some years he will leave the king of north alone. Then the king of the north will invade the realm of the king of the south, but will retreat to his own country. His sons will prepare for war and assemble a great army, which will sweep on like an irresistible flood and carry the battle as far as his fortress. Then the king of the south will march out in a rage and fight against the king of the north, who will raise a large army, but it will be defeated. When the army is carried off, the king of the south will be filled with pride and will slaughter many thousands, yet he will not remain triumphant. For the king of the north will muster another army, larger than the first. And after several years, he will advance with a huge army, fully equipped. In those times, many will rise against the king of the south. The violent men among your own people will rebel in fulfillment of the vision, but without success. Then the king of the north will come and build up siege ramps and will capture a fortified city. The forces of the south will be powerless to resist. Even their best troops will not have the strength to stand. The invader will do as he pleases. No one will be able to stand against him. He will establish himself in the beautiful land and will have the power to destroy it. He will determine to come with the might of his entire kingdom, and will make an alliance with the king of the south. And he will give him a daughter in marriage in order to overthrow the kingdom. But his plans will not succeed or help him. Then he will turn his attention to the coastlands and will take many of them, but a commander will put an end to his insolence and will turn his insolence back upon him. After this, he will turn back toward the fortresses of his own country, but will stumble and fall to be seen no more." Thank you for listening along as we read God's word together. I want to go back to Jude, which was yesterday, verses 24 and 25, and take some of the things from this doxology of praise and incorporate them into a prayer. Would you pray with me? Father, thank you that you can keep us from falling, and you can present us in your glorious presence without fault and with great joy. We're so thankful that because of Jesus, we can come into your throne room. And we just want to praise you, Lord, and to be reminded of your glory, your majesty, your power, and your authority. We thank you for Jesus, our Lord, and that through him, we have access to the throne room. We remember that he was before all time with you, is now seated at your right hand, and he is coming again at the end of the age to rescue us and to reunite us with you, Lord, and that one day death will be no more. We thank you for this promise, and we just pray it all in Jesus' name. Amen.